It is a spectacular spring afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. This is about as perfect as it can get around here during the springtime. We've had lots of sunshine today, the sky is nice and blue, there are just a few thin, wispy high clouds moving through, and our temperatures are very comfortable. It wasn't so comfortable early this morning, but temperatures have come up quite a bit today. So it's an afternoon and evening that it's not too cold, not too warm. The humidity is nice and low, and there's not much wind, so it's going to be really nice if you're going to be outside through the late afternoon hours into this evening. I anticipate no weather problems. And looking ahead to tonight, it's not going to be as cold as it was last night. I expect lows to be largely in the 40s to low 50s under mainly clear skies. There is the chance that a few patches of fog will form late tonight into tomorrow morning. Any fog should lift pretty quickly tomorrow. We'll have sunshine through a good portion of the day, and then clouds will begin to increase from the southwest, so it'll turn cloudy first southwest of Albany, and those clouds will advance in during the afternoon. There's the small chance of a couple of showers before dark, well to the southwest of Albany, so basically over the Catskills, maybe a late-day shower. That's nothing to be concerned about, and it's going to be a warmer day tomorrow. Temperatures will be well up into the 70s. A few spots could reach the 80-degree mark, and it looks like the warmest weather tomorrow will be across the North Country around Lake Champlain, where it's going to be sunny pretty much all day. And then tomorrow night into Saturday, we are going to see some wet weather come through. This is a system coming at us from the southwest. The question is, how far north does the rain shield make it? It looks like it should be up to around the I-90 corridor on Saturday, but that's the biggest part of the forecast that is subject to change. So across the south, rain is likely on Saturday. We will probably see some rain in and around the capital region. It should stay dry across the north. So across the north, it'll be warmest on Saturday. It'll be cooler under the clouds and rain south of the capital region. Then Sunday looks like a dry day. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, lows in the 40s to low 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, a high of 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, lows in the 40s to low 50s, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds and warm, a high of 75 to 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, warm, a high of 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, warm, a high of 75 to 80. Region-wide on Saturday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially along and south of I-90, highs in the 70s for the Albany area north and in the 60s to the south, and on Sunday, partly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the low to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.